There were certain Greeks among them, John chapter 12, verse 20, that came up to worship at the feast. The same came, therefore, to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we would see Jesus." Philip cometh and telleth Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. Just for a few moments, saints, we ask that you think about this as we go along the word. So near, yet so far. So near, yet so far. We know that every time around this year, there is a heightened sense of some measure of celebratory. We know that, at least in our country, I don't know what others do around the world, they have their own way that they express whatever it is they believe. Some of them have been adapted, or not only adopted from other countries or cultures, but then is adaptations to it. In other words, you can start off with something that's similar or the same as what others have already begun, but then you begin to make adaptations to it to fit your culture. Are you with me here? Amen. So consequently, what starts off as one thing can delve or to begin to become something other than what it originally was. That's not unusual, it happens. But we here in our country, in the United States, we still have this same sense of what this time of year brings about. The only thing is that we keep bumping into Best Buy and Macy's, amen. But let me just say this to you before you become too cynical. I don't have any problem with gift giving. Amen. Amen. As a matter of fact, a lot of these things, even the one we just left Thanksgiving, is a time of family. Yes. Amen. You know, it's a time to get together with family. So you don't get too hyper in terms of your fundamental way in which you believe something to the point that you start to become isolated. You with me here? You become isolated. You have to get an understanding and a clarity. You don't leave something that, again, is reflective of something deep to you, particularly when it comes to God. But at the same token, you have to understand, again, that everybody don't know this somebody that we're talking about. Ain't that right? And so You have a thing here where it's almost like your body sometimes when you know, some of us know when it's lunchtime even though you don't have a watch. You get conditioned, ain't that right? You get conditioned, you begin to have, it's time again, you know what I'm saying? So your body starts to talk to you, amen, because it's time to eat again. Of course, for some of us, it's not time to eat again. You just eat. Amen. But in another sense, we know that we are turning a corner in the end of November or even before now because it's Christmas time. Amen. It's Christmas time. Now, what you do, I try to do, I didn't go back to this time, but I try to do when we have these different events throughout the year. We have different things, different days on the calendar. They're escalating to some degree. And I try to look back and in fairness to see where they began. Because sometimes we can be, have a measure of, askanceness, just keep that to yourself kind of thing. When it started off with some noble purposes for it. Amen. It did. And even some of them even have roots that you can connect to what our faith. But somebody got a hold of it somewhere along the line, and sometimes even politically or so whatever it is, and then they begin to do things with it. So by the time we start to celebrate it, it ain't what it was. And then we think it's been like that all the time, when in actuality, it hasn't.
Because there's something that speak that has some measure of giving us to know what it represents. And not only that, saints, again, because of that, you can lose some things. You can lose them. You can even lose some connectivity. Because what it enables you to do is have a bridge to people relationally. You can begin to talk about things, like things. You know, when you have, instead of having alienation in terms of relational because you have nothing to say to each other, you can use it as a bridge at least to have some commonality. Y'all following what I'm saying here? Amen. I know where I'm going. Amen. But nonetheless, that's where we're at. And, you know, you can almost feel, and I'm not talking about irregardless because sometimes it don't snow. So ain't that right? It don't snow. So it ain't Christmas because it snows. Amen. And, you know, and some folks have a tree and some people don't have a tree. Well, you're not spiritual because you don't have one. And, you know, and you're not saved because you do have, you know, that's just not the point. That's the point, because when you do that, you can what? You can do things to make you think that you're near, but you miss the point, so you're just as far away as everybody else. And so when we looked at this account here in Scripture, it's a similarity in this respect, that in John chapter 12, the Lord and the disciples are about to go up to Jerusalem. The Passover is near. Passover is near. In about 6 days, they will celebrate one of the three main feast days of the Jews. And these days, again, if you remember we're talking about this, these things are something that God instituted. God instituted these feast days. He instituted, he gave them and told his people to remember them, to put it in your calendar year and make sure that you, again, keep in mind what they signify, because it is a redemptive time. It speaks of something that's redemptive. Redemptive means it's just not a holiday, but it speaks of when your God stepped into your existence, into your experience, and literally kept you alive. Yes, sir. Literally did that. And so God had given that to them. So this was a special time where, more than any of the others, the Passover and two other feast days where they came and get. And then what happened is, by the time we get here, before it was just for the Jews. But by the time we come to the time of Christ, people from all over are coming. They know this day is coming. And watch it now. And what they do too is that some of the people who are not Jews, they began to attach themselves to the Jews' celebration. And again, but what? But they can only go but so far. Because the Jews have a particular relationship with Jehovah. All right, now, I'm not saying they say right, but they have a particular relationship with Jehovah. And so there's sometimes people from other lands would come up to Jerusalem to be a part of this celebration time. And some of the folks, again, they got to the point they could get so close. Some of them were proselytized. That means they learned the teachings of the Jewish religion. They could never become a Jew themselves because you have to come through the bloodline. Are you with me here? But they would try to get as close as they can by proselytization. That means they would read, and some of what we even call God fears, where they would do all of them. They would even try to go in the synagogue. But they could never get to the point where they sure enough, was one of the people of God. And so here in John chapter 12, the feast day is going on. But let me just say this to you too, and we already know this. But the other side of the antithesis, the other side of these celebrations is that real life will hit you. Real life will hit you. That you can't go back to the future kind of thing. In other words, you can't just dismiss the fact that I'm going through something. You know, like that, you know, Christmas is going to dismiss all of my problems, my pain, my difficulty, my discouragement, my disillusionment, because it's Christmas. All that's going to go away because it's Christmas. It don't work like that. You can try to live in denial if you want to, but guess what? Amen. December 31st? So you have to be mindful or careful of that. But see here, there's something different, because in John chapter 12, see, they were getting ready to celebrate the Passover. This is significant, because here we go. We have something similar here, but we're in the new covenant where we have communion today. Amen. The Passover for the Jewish people was when God told them to put the blood over the doorpost. Ain't that right? And he delivered them out of Egypt. And that became something significant. It would speak about God's hand of deliverance. And so we too here today, we take communion because it talks about the Lord giving his life for us, his sacrifice. Are y'all following me here? But be back then, saints, as the Passover was arising, something was going on. And this man named Jesus Christ, he had been going around healing. As a matter of fact, he just finished doing a miracle in terms of the reviving of Lazarus from the dead. And not only that, what happened is people began to talk about Christ. Now, while the Passover is going on and they're celebrating and people come from all over, Jesus is doing something. Y'all ain't following me here. It's Passover time. It's feast day. It's celebratory. People are there from all over the place. They tell you it's millions of people in Jerusalem. They're overrunning it because it's a feast day. And then again, like we said before, people from all other places who were of not the same ethnicity, they would come up to Jerusalem. Why? Because even though they were not originally of these people, they wanted to be around this time because of what it's sitting on. But while all this is going on, Jesus. Y'all ain't hear me. While all this is going on, while all the celebrating is going on, Jesus is raising the dead. He's opened up blind eyes. So while all the celebration is going on, while the festivity is going on, something real is happening. Amen. I'm telling you right now, you can be so near, yet so far. You can think you got it, but you ain't got it at all. And so Christ is doing it. And so the Bible says that while all these things is going on, saints, and what's happening with Lazarus, and they were so upset about this, about what Jesus is doing, that they wanted to beat Lazarus up because Jesus raised him from the dead. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying? You understand? See, you can miss it. Let me just say this. Religion, true religion from the Bible, is visit the fathers and widows and keep oneself a spotter from the world. But religion in the other sense is when you take it to make it into something you think it should be that has nothing to do with who God is. See, that's the issue here. And here Christ is doing these things, and this is what should be celebrated under the cover of the Passover. You should, again, remember God's redemptive story and what he did. And so consequently, what Christ is doing should be reflected. But there is this celebration and confusion. Because what's going on here is they despise Lazarus because he was a recipient of a miracle of Christ. Then the Pharisees, who were the religious rulers around that time, the ones who wanted to have all the pats on the back from the people because of their hyper-religiosity, and they were cold in their hearts. But what they saw, that this Jesus was taking away their fame. That's right. And so what the Pharisees began to say to themselves in the scripture, they said, listen here. The Bible says that they said to one another, and as they said to one, look at here, talking to each other, look at here, look at how we don't prevail nothing. In other words, all this living we've been doing, all this phylactery we was wearing around, all this high stuff we had on us, all this false prayers we've been giving, all that going on, all that's going to waste. We thought that would make us keep us at the top of the, but no, here comes Jesus. And people are following him. So watch that. So they looked at each other and said, we ain't doing nothing. Y'all with me here? See, that's why Jesus said he's the light of the world. Because he didn't just come to bring light on darkness in terms of a moral sense, but also false religion. He come to show you what God is really like. And so the Pharisees and them began to say, look here, look how we prevail among ourselves. He said, we prevail nothing. Behold, look, watch this here. The world is going after him. Come on, y'all with me here? The world is going after him. And so after there, you see this dismay and this despondency of all these, the Pharisees. Then something happens also that the Holy Spirit has placed in the scriptures, because while this is going on, while the Pharisees, who are Jews, y'all, but again, they lost sight a long time ago of the significance of what they say they read every day. Can I say that again? You can be even reading the Bible every day and lose sight of what the Bible means. They read the Bible every day. You know what I'm saying? They came to the synagogue more than most of us here in the church right now. That's right. I'm not denigrating nobody. I'm talking all of us. I'm saying, that's right. Every day, every other day, they in the synagogue, they would have Bible study. They would expound the scripture. They'd give somebody and tell, you know, exposition of the scripture. They would go to the temple. They would have doing all the time. But wait a minute. But when Jesus came, watch it now, they had the book, but they didn't have the Christ. So you can be near, but yet so far. And so watch this here. But while they're going all through all this conniption, instead of them humbling themselves and try and repent and say, listen here, what we've been doing, this ain't it. Come, are y'all with me here? See, you know what? See, and I'm gonna get to it in a minute, but sometimes you have a choice. When light comes, light means understanding, clarity. When light comes, you have a decision to make. Either you're gonna go to the light and admit you're wrong. You see, that's the whole point. Sometimes, because by you going to the light, you're admitting that you were in darkness. That's why people don't come to the light, John chapter 3. But instead of them doing that in willful and intentional disobedience and unbelief, they were not going to admit that they're wrong. But while these Pharisees are walking around there arguing among themselves, here it is, some Greeks have come to the party. Y'all ain't hear what I'm saying. While the those who should have known better, amen, they should have been ones who been should lead the cheer, because even before this, it was the thing what we call the when Jesus rides in on a donkey. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Palm Sunday. Y'all with me here? All that celebration going on, but you so stuck on yourself, you can't enjoy Jesus. Boy, come on, I'm almost done here. But while they're doing it, look what the scripture says. He says, and there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which is of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, talk about Philip, saying, sir, we would see Jesus. Are y'all with me? No, there were certain Greeks. Now, see, that's how God does. God does not all even give us names. He doesn't got to tell us the name of these Greeks. That's not the point. He said there were certain Greeks. Yes, y'all with me here? There were certain Greeks. The main point here was that they were Greeks. And the Greeks, again, remember now, the Greeks, not Jews, they had no Jew ethnicity, no. But they had come to the feast, so they were around. And watch this, not only that, but this. Word had got into the crowd. Word was floating. Some probably made it into a rumor, but it was a reality. That's another thing I'm preaching another time. When you got rumor and reality. But they heard about this Jesus. So while everybody, listen there, I came for the Passover. Come on. I came for the Passover. And every year, I would be content to come to Jerusalem to be a part of that celebration of the Passover. I always knew, since I'm a Greek, that I can only go but so far. And I can only take but so much in my heart, because I'm not one of them. But at least I can get close. But I'm so near, yet in my heart, I'm so far from God. But then the Bible says, wait a minute, certain Greeks came in. And I don't know about you, I don't know what God was doing, but these Greeks came in and they said, wait a minute, something is different. The Passover could never did it for me, but I heard that there's somebody named Jesus. He raised the dead, and it could be that I could truly this year get something out of this thing.